Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's the Burt Show.
You have a type strictly solely based on your profession, and you had no idea.
Yeah, so I have a dating podcast called The Breakup Breakdown. So I follow a lot of experts in this field, whether it's psychologists or dating coaches. And I've been following this guy named Amwar White for a while. And he's a really great follow if you're a Black woman dating, because he speaks a lot to those specific issues. So I've been following and learning a lot from him. But he actually had this whole video series that I saw where he was talking about how your dating patterns might actually be reflective of your profession.
Tell me your profession and I'll tell you exactly what you need to work on to get your guy. As a dating coach for 14 years and as your fairy godbrother, I've seen it all, I've coached it all, I've heard it all, right? And what I know is that your profession is directly tied to how you navigate your relationships, because ultimately you have a relationship with your career. Your career, if you're single right now, is your man, is your boyfriend. So I wanted to share with you kind of the three kinds of careers that I see and what sort of opportunities there are if you are in this career.
So he hooked me in the intro. I was like, this is fascinating. I can't wait to see. Because basically, it's just like, it's psychology.
No, and it's so true, because I mean, I think a lot of professions attract certain types of people, and those types of people may have similar dating patterns or different blind spots in their dating relationship. So I think it's a great way to get a kind of better understanding for how your job actually reflects how you date. So the first profession that he talks about is caregivers.
Let's talk about the nurturing career. So I'm talking about the nurses, the teachers, the social workers, therapists, HR, DEI, hairdressers, flight attendants, nonprofit managers. If you're in those careers, you're in the nurturing career, which means that you are centering other people all day, every day in your career. And it means that you're taking a backseat, right? And that's going to translate into your romantic relationships, where you will center your man, but also be a second-class citizen in your relationship. And you might be giving and possibly giving too much, which I consider overgiving or providing, which is a masculine energetic trait. And the opportunity is learning how to sit more comfortably in your feminine energy and to set boundaries so that you're not doing too much. Because when you're in your masculine, what will happen is that you will attract two kinds of guys. One, a guy who's in his dominant feminine energy, who's looking for a mother. Or two, a guy that is in his hyper or toxic masculine energy that will want you to forcibly submit into your feminine energy.
So if you are currently feeling seen or heard, or even if you feel like you're being read right now, go ahead and call up the Burt Show, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. and agree or disagree with what he's saying. And what's his name again?
Anwar White.
Got it.
I know it feels a little bit like a job horoscope, but the next profession he talks about is for our women in uniform.
If you are in a uniform career, so I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, military, police, firefighting, those sorts of careers, what I've noticed is that no emotions. Because you can't have any emotions in these careers. Because if you do, it's the difference between life and death. So you have to turn them off and cut them off. But what that means in relationships is that you're not leading with your feelings. And if you're not leading with your feelings, it's hard for you to get in touch with your intuition and best navigate your dating life. And so the opportunity is around learning how to be in touch with your feelings and be vulnerable. The other part of these careers is that oftentimes they will suck out the individuality. So it means that you have to kind of play a role. And when you're playing a role in your career, but also playing a role in your relationship, you're not showing up as your full authentic self, which means that it's going to be hard to really truly get to know you. If you're showing 60% of yourself, your guy will only be able to love 60% of you. And that's not a sturdy foundation of a relationship.
And we got one more to go.
And this is for our women in business.
The business people. So if you are a consultant, tech person, a marketer, finance, you are often very busy maximizing the bottom line and maybe even the top line, girl. But what does that mean? It means that you're also going to be looking to maximize your partner. How can we get this relationship the best that it can be? How can you, my partner, be better? And that can be very tiring. And in a relationship, your job is just to accept your partner. When you're always wanting them to be better, you're going to make them feel like they are like rejected for who they are. And so the opportunities for my business individuals is to learn how to accept people for who they are instead of maximizing them. And then also learning how to accept yourself, because oftentimes business individuals come from a very competitive landscape, whether it's sports or whether it's parents that were always making them compete and to try to be the best. And so to be at a place where you are accepting your full self will help you accept others.
Hey, Samantha, thanks for joining the show. Do you feel seen?
I feel like you just decoded my life.
Which one are you?
So I worked in a nurturing field for many, many years, and I was in a long-term relationship where that 100% translated and was actually why I left the relationship, because I felt like I was taking a back seat and that I wouldn't thrive. Fast forward to now, I work in the service industry, kind of like an alternative service industry. And it has 100% affected my dating relationships because I unapologetically put myself first and I make no apologies when I have to draw a boundary or if something doesn't work for me or if I don't feel like I'm being treated well. That doesn't mean it's been a successful experience, but I'll definitely say I feel more well-adjusted.
Good for you. All right. So, I mean, obviously he's got some valid points to make.
I know. He definitely hit home with me for a couple of these. So if you want to follow him again, his name is Anwar White. He gives really great dating advice. And obviously it's very thorough and very thought out, almost to the point where you feel a little called out.
I know, right?
This is The Burt Show.
What are you having at?
You and your buffoonery.
It's endless. It's endless. So why do cheat? Is there something specific?
No, it's just
recently.
It's just constant.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's part of my personality.
And you pass it down from generation to generation because what your son did.
Yeah, it certainly is. We're all very charming in our buffoonery.
You are.
All right. So why do cheaters cheat, Cassie?
I saw this comment on our Burt Show Facebook page, and it struck a chord with me because I think everyone knows that cheating feels like a huge betrayal, but not everyone really understands the mechanics of why people cheat. And I genuinely think there are people who are just sleazy D-bags who will cheat on you. But then there are other people, and I'm not saying it's right, but who will step out for the wrong reasons. And it doesn't make you a bad person. So Lori Goddard, one of our listeners, posted on Facebook, y'all need a segment with the voice disguiser to have cheaters explain why they cheat. Like, if you want to sleep with someone else, don't be in a relationship. Why not just be with whoever you want versus locking into a relationship when you don't want to be monogamous? And I would love to hear from cheaters. Like, if you are married or in a relationship now and you're cheating on your partner, whether you're a man or a woman, We have a voice disguiser. You can stay anonymous, but I would love to know the why. Why are you cheating? Is it because you fell in love with someone else and you don't want to crush your significant other's heart? Is it you're not sure about your life? Are you just the kind of person who feels like you're supposed to be monogamous, but you want to sleep around and you don't know how to reconcile that? I'm curious.
Let me get phone number out real quick. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So what Cassie's asking, just look, you're going to be completely anonymous, but what was the reason why you stepped out of your relationship? We're not going to judge. Just trying to compile a list. Maybe it'll be helpful for somebody.
Yeah, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And I promise this is not a setup.
Or is it?
Or is it? Yeah, I know y'all listen to the show. We do a lot of cheating, busting segments on the show. This is not one of them. We will use the voice. You can change your name. We will use the voice. You don't have to. You don't even have to be currently cheating. You could have like been the cheater in a past relationship. But yeah, I think Lori poses an interesting question just to like to really get into the why. Mm-hmm. Ask somebody who's cheated.
I think some of it is ego. When you're looking at it at a guy's standpoint, I've known guys that are pretty happy in their marriages. This is not going to help women at all. But it was the thrill of the chase. So if they were out on a trip or something like that, just to know that they still had it. And at least for my dad, I remember him telling me time and time again that he could separate the physical from the love that he had for my mom. This was not good for our relationship, by the way, when he confessed all this to me. But he used to say that, yeah, I could, you know what? Your mom, I love your mom. I love your mom. And those women have nothing to do. He could separate the two.
There's the Ashley Madison documentary that's out. I think it's on Netflix, if I remember correctly. Uh-huh. And there is a man on there. This couple is very, like, they put it all out there because it was all about the Ashley Madison hack when all those people got outed. Uh-huh. And for those that don't know, Ashley Madison, a website where people go to have extramarital affairs. And he basically said that, yes, he was like he loved his wife. He had kids. He had a great life, but he was bored out of his mind. Like it wasn't the life that he had anticipated for himself. And he needed to add excitement. And the affair was the excitement.
Here is Wanda on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so was this you that cheated or was this your significant other that cheated?
Well, I've been married 3 times, so it was both.
Well, we only want to talk to the cheater.
And then I cheated.
You cheated. Okay, and what was the reason for that?
I think it was neglect. Just not being present, not being in the marriage, not doing the things that, you know, they initially did when they courted you in the beginning. And so got into the workforce and started with work events and... Before you knew it, I was already knee deep into it.
I
enjoying the attention.
Yeah, I've heard this a lot from women. And I've heard this from one of my best friends was a personal trainer. And he said the easiest targets for him to have sexual relationships with were married women because they come into the gym. He's complimenting them all the time. He's got his hands on them. And they're... Husbands have not been very affectionate, pays them a couple of compliments, and it's done. It was an affair, easy to happen because women felt so neglected.
That's kind of sad.
It is.
Yeah. It is sad.
Wasn't for him. Michelle, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, so when I started this relationship, I was polyamorous, which means that I believe we can't find ourselves a partner in one person, and the person that I started dating said they were monogamous, said they were polyamorous, and then as time has gone on, they began to demand monogamy from me, despite the fact that I'm polyamorous. And so I do believe that some people who cheat are just wired to have more than one partner. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think the bigger issue here for you, Michelle, because I think there's just a very narrow amount of people probably listening that are in these kind of relationships. But what I'm hearing is the real issue is he or she was trying to make you something you're not. Mm. This was your DNA. This was your circuits. And you tried. And that's just not who you are.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I appreciate you listening. Here's Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Why'd you cheat?
I just needed some attention, not feeling very wanted in a relationship.
Did you have, like, before you just
resulted in cheating, did you have those conversations with your significant other that you felt neglected?
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think a lot of people want to ask, like, why not just leave the relationship when you feel that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
But I know. But I think that's what it seems like a lot of people ask.
Julie on The Voice Disguiser. She is willing to tell us why she cheated. Hey, Julie.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the perkiest cheater I've ever heard.
Well, I love you so much, so I'm just going to say that.
Okay. Right.
Mine is a dopamine rush, like a rush of excitement and, you know, just that somebody special that's paying attention to you. And I've actually been doing it since 2006, and we're both married. We both have families. I actually moved clear across the country, and I still talk to him. And when I go back home to visit family, I will see him, but he said, you know, you drug my heart clear across the country, but neither one of us want to leave our spouses. We just love talking to each other and being together when we can.
Now, you said you have had this relationship since 2006, correct?
Correct.
Is it safe to say that the symptom of him not paying attention is pretty clear because he has no idea you've been having this affair since 2006. Anybody paying attention should be able to see those signs, right?
Well, I can't say that my husband doesn't pay attention to me. I love him so much, and we're a great team. It's just he has a different work schedule. But I have to tell you, just recently, he found out I was talking to him, but he thinks because we live so far away now that I was just talking to him. So he did confront me this past weekend about it.
And under no circumstances are you thinking about coming clean with him?
I just said I talked to him because that's really pretty much all we do is now we just talk.
Now.
But before, it was hot and heavy for sure.
Gotcha.
And, but he knows that too. Like, my husband knew that I was with that guy before. And, you know, at different times in our marriage, I didn't get married till I moved to South Carolina. So that was in 2013. But before that, you know, we were off and on boyfriend and girlfriend, but I was seeing the married guy. So he knew that I was seeing him at times, but he didn't know this whole time that I've been, you know, talking to him.
Okay.
Seeing him.
All right, so here are most of the answers that are coming in.
And did you notice that once we got one person on the line, everybody felt comfortable to call up?
Oh my God, there are plenty of cheaters just like me. Nah.
I think it's cathartic too.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So most are saying the same thing here that I have on hold, and I'll let Macy represent the masses. Hey, Macy, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I actively cheat on my husband because I have a son pre-marriage, and he fathers him because his father's a piece of shit. Sorry.
Anyways.
No, hold on. Stop. It took her, when you dumped her, it took her off The Voice Disguiser.
Oh.
Then you're good. I covered it up. I promise you're good.
That was God.
Okay. Anyways, pre-marriage child, he takes care of him. He doesn't make me happy, but he makes my son happy. So I stay with him and I cheat on him.
So most people were calling up saying they don't make me happy. They just don't make me, I'm not happy. And I saw this video a couple of days ago that really struck with me. And it just said, you have to choose your partner every single day.
Mm.
If you are, I mean, it's tough, right? Relationships are hard. Marriages are hard. You have to choose to stay in that every single day. And not every single day you're going to be happy.
And then, Mo, your question, because then, yeah, the next question, so you're not happy. The next question, like you said, was, then why don't you leave? And in her instance, it's because he's so close with their son.
So I think yeah.
Everybody's going to have their own unique reasoning for staying.
Exactly that.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Oh, she doesn't want Drunk Uncle at the 4th of July festivities.
Oh, but Drunk Uncle could be so fun,
right? They had the party rocking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm. Love a Funkle.
So, well, this Funkle is a Drunk Uncle, and apparently he needs to be uninvited from the 4th of July cookout. Hey, Erica, thanks so much for reaching out to us. So,
hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going on with Drunkle?
Okay, listen, I just need a little help here. You know, I'm facing like a little dilemma. Everybody has that one, you know, in their family, but every couple of years, everybody in our family gets together, you know, for 4th of July. It's like a family reunion / cookout and stuff. But, like, it's always fun being around family and things, but it's just that one family member. And in this case, it's my Uncle Earl. Okay.
It's always Earl.
It is Earl.
Big ol' Earl.
Let me introduce you to Earl. Well, let's get familiar with him, okay? So, like, I mean, he's the kind of uncle that he just can't hold his tongue. Like, the intrusive thoughts are just blurting out. He drinks excessively, and he's always asking for money, you know? Mm. Like, in addition, he brings females that are like maybe 15, 20 years younger. Like, he has this revolving door of women that he brings around, and they're always kind of like disrespectful to the family. So, you know, the last time that we got together, he swore that he could cook. Like, he's playing tug of war with my cousin who hosted the event. He's like playing tug of war, like, I can cook the best and all of this stuff. And then, like, after a couple of drinks, he stumbles into the grill, knocks it over.
Wow.
Like, yes. I mean, food everywhere, fire in the yard. My cousin was so angry.
Oh, I bet. And
it's just the fact that he's out of control. And, like, we're all kind of, like, silently whispering when it's time to plan something because we don't want him there, you know?
Yeah, like, it's funny, but it's not.
And
it's funny when it ain't your house.
If it's my house, I'm gonna say it, but you know, we just don't know how to position it so it's not rude. Even though he's rude, we just don't want to be rude to him and don't want him, but we don't want him there.
It's weird because he's the one that's exhibiting the bad behavior.
Yeah.
So he's caused this, but then you end up feeling and looking like the bad guy when you're like, hey, you can't come. So it kind of gets flipped on you because then you're going to get accused for being, you know, for excluding him and leaving him out. But in actuality, you didn't exclude him. he excluded himself because of the way he behaved.
Exactly.
Like he earned the right to not be invited, but people have a hard time accepting mm-hmm. that their own behaviors cause them to be excluded sometimes.
There hasn't been anyone in the family that has been brave enough to really have a serious talk with him about his drinking habits yeah. when he comes around?
Well, you know, we've tried. My aunt has definitely tried to, you know, get him under control. But he doesn't listen to anybody. And he thinks he's such a fun person that, like, it doesn't affect anybody. He's like, I'm the life of the party. And it's like, no, you're kind of like draining the party every time.
Hey, Erica, has he ever been given a warning? Like, after these incidences that have happened, has anybody ever said, listen, this was the last time. If this happens again, we can no longer invite you to family functions.
Well, he can't even go to my cousin's house anymore after setting fire to the yard.
Oh, you know?
He was definitely banned from my cousin's house that time. So it's like it just doesn't get better. And no matter what anybody says to him, he doesn't see it. He's not accepting that he's spoiling the fun.
So you don't think he's going to learn his lesson after the fire incident of 2023? Or whenever it happened, the great backyard fire.
He's bringing the fireworks this time.
Literally and figuratively.
Hello. Okay. Like, he's bringing the fireworks.
So what do you think? What do you think his reaction would be if someone genuinely did uninvite him and just literally say, you can't come?
Oh, he would have a tantrum, okay? He would probably, like, go on a social media war with the entire family. Have you seen people that go live when they're angry at their friends and family? Okay,
he would do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you said, hey, Unc, the only way you can come is if you don't drink?
You know what?
And then
nobody's ever actually said that to him, and he probably wouldn't even show up.
That's what I'm thinking. If his dependency, which is really sad, if he has that high of a dependency on alcohol, I would have, like, you need to have receipts and be like, hey, because XYZ has happened in the past, we just want to let you know we love you, we want you there, but we can't have you at the 4th of July festivities if you drink. So you're gonna have to be sober to hang.
Yeah, I know Earl going to show up and find that cooler. No, he's going to find it.
Yeah, you're going to be two beers deep, and then Funkel is going to walk on over to that Yeti and start shotgunning beers. I know how this goes.
I'm going to make my mom go with me to have this conversation because I don't think I could do it by myself.
Well, I shouldn't fall on the niece either. Like, I think, I wouldn't make it like a full-blown intervention. Like, I wouldn't gang up on him and make him feel like he's being ganged up on. But I think two people going over there being like, so you show there is, like, it's more than just one person here that takes issue with your behavior, and either you uninvite them or you just say, hey, you can't come if you drink. You can only be there sober.
Right. Yeah. I think I'll get her. My mom, it's your brother, you know?
Yeah.
So if anything, you've had more years in his life than I have. So maybe no intervention. We'll try to position it in a fun manner or something.
Fun manner. Okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with them.
You're on The Burt Show.